are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, December the 16th. And I guess that means we're 1 week away from Detroit Pistons basketball and only 9 days till Christmas as well. The Pistons Holiday Gift Guide today. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring launching exclusively on January 18th. At BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast, enjoying the momentum of all the listeners, enjoying Brother Brian running the social media accounts for the show, just having a great time this December, and I'm excited to watch some Pistons regular season basketball. More preseason coming as well, Thursday night and Saturday night. Pistons taking on the Washington Wizards on the road. Looking forward to seeing how those games come out as the final preparations are underway for the 2020-2021 season. Speaking of final preparations, you only got some limited shopping days left. You might want to hop on the internet because you know how that shipping delays can happen sometimes. So I got the holiday gift guide today, things that you can ask for if you're a big Pistons fan, or things that you can hand off to your Pistons fan in your life this holiday season. So we'll give some gift ideas for you, some legit ones, not just joke stuff, some good things that you'd like to get in the stocking this holiday season. Brother Brian also coming with the Meet the Pistons series, this time with Svi Mykhailiuk, one of my favorite members of the Detroit Pistons, and probably one of yours too, the homegrown. It wasn't a draft pick for the Pistons, but one of the longest tenured Pistons now, and someone that we've kind of grown up with these last couple years, who's turning into quite a player here in this NBA. We're also going to hit up the Google voicemail line a little bit later on, see what the folks are saying. Got a couple from these last couple weeks that I wanted to catch up on and let these guys give their takes and what they're seeing from the Detroit Pistons. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattShook. And also, give Brian a follow at B-Shook12, show contributor Brother Brian. My older bro, my actual older brother. Some people think that, like, Brother Brian is just like a weird nickname. It's not his nickname. We just call him that on the show. I've never called him that in our like real lives. That is actually my older brother. That is why we call him Brother Brian. The Play Michigan account, @Play_Michigan on Twitter. Give that a follow as well. But wanted to give you guys some good gift ideas in addition to, of course, the sponsors that we talked about, Built Bar. If you think I haven't given Built Bar as a gift to someone for birthdays or holidays, you'd be wrong. I have done that. I think Built Bar is a good suggestion. We're going to talk about the Headspace app as well. That might be a good one to give to someone in your life. Built Go, of course, the BlueNile.com. You heard about that. We got some other great sponsors. So number one, yes, check out the Locked On Pistons sponsors for your shopping needs. Also want to reach out to other people that we do highlight on today's show. If you hear this, become a sponsor of Locked On Pistons, and we'll talk more about your great products as the time goes on. But here's a purchase that I made recently, and it's a store in downtown Birmingham on Maple. I've not been into the store, obviously, 2020, these trying times, maybe not the best time to go into a store. But I'm going to feature it here on today's show, CarusoCaruso.com. That's Caruso, spelled C-A-R-U-S-O. CarusoCaruso.com. Looks like kind of a boutique clothing store in Birmingham. Again, never been there. Never don't know who these people are that own it. Although, I looked on social media some, and it looks like some people that I know follow it. So either it's a place that people either know about, or maybe I second or third hand might actually know the people who run it. So that's just pure speculation. Anyway, they've just got a lot of Detroit Bad Boys stuff. They use the Detroit Bad Boys logo. I picked up the white sweatpants, wearing those these days. I also picked up the white knit cap as well. They've got the old school posters that you remember and some of the shirts that you remember, the cartoonly big Dennis Rodman. They've got like some women's Detroit Bad Boys shorts. Get your girl in those. Just some different type of stuff. Detroit Bad Boys socks, the tank top as well. They got the famous t-shirt with Lambeer and Mahorn, not the poster from 7-Eleven that I remember, but the big head cartoony ones. You'll have to check out the website to know exactly what I'm talking about, but I think you might know. But some Dennis Rodman stuff. Really cool. They call it a Tribland tee. I'm not familiar with some of these words, but I like the kind of faded, like the black but dark gray Detroit Bad Boys tee. So if you're looking for a gift for me, maybe check out that place as well. But Caruso.com's got a lot of the great Bad Boys stuff. A book that I read that you guys might be interested in reading, check it out wherever you get your books. The Derrick Rose Autobiography by Sam Smith, the famed Chicago Tribune writer. He wrote the Jordan Rules book. So he got together with Derrick Rose as kind of the ghostwriter for Derrick Rose's autobiography. It's called I'll Show You. It came out at the beginning of last year. You probably heard about it. I read it. Good book. Sam, you can tell that it's interesting because he's kind of writing as Derrick Rose, but it's Sam writing it. I'm sure Derrick was at least, I don't know, his level of involvement, hopefully quite a bit. Sam's a legendary NBA writer. Derrick's obviously got a great backstory coming from where he came from in the south side of Chicago, and you can read all about it and the difficult upbringing that he had and his rise to becoming the MVP of the NBA in year three at such a young age. And then the fall, and then the re-rise, and it's all kind of framed around the big game he had, 50-plus points for the Timberwolves before joining the Pistons last year and having all the success that he had after the book came out. But I'll Show You is the Derrick Rose autobiography. Another one that's just like this autobiography, ghostwritten by a big-time writer, and unfortunately, these two gentlemen are no longer with us today. Of course, legendary Pistons coach Chuck Daly. It's a book that we had in my basement that my dad had while I was growing up and recently picked it up and read that one. It's called Daily Life, Every Step a Struggle, Memoirs of a World Champion Coach by Chuck Daly with Joe Falls. So Joe Falls, basically the ghostwriter of this one as well. Really good look at Chuck Daly. Punxsutawney High School in Pennsylvania, where the Groundhog Day festivities take place. He was a coach there for 8 years. Went to Penn and coached there as well. So just a really interesting look at how Chuck Daly became the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers and then later the Bad Boy Pistons and how all that kind of entailed. It's written and released during his time as a Pistons coach. So interesting kind of slice of history there that I think you guys might enjoy. So I'm finding it on a site called thriftbooks.com. It looks like it's on eBay as well. Daily Life. The memoir of Chuck Daly that's written by former Detroit News writer Joe Falls, who was kind of his time, a little before my time in terms of daily reading, but certainly at the end of his life was reading some of his stuff in the Detroit News, and just a legendary Detroit writer, Mitch Albom before Mitch Albom, basically there. So next gift guide, I want to point you guys to a website called playbookproducts.com. These guys found me on like Facebook. You know how you get targeted ads when you look up a bunch of stuff. All of my stuff is just gambling related stuff now. So if I log into Facebook, I just got all these sports book throwing stuff at me. But so playbookproducts.com is one that found me on the internet somehow. You guys should check out this website. They have some pretty cool stuff for every team out there, college teams, pro teams. And what they are is they design iconic plays of these teams' history and basically put the sketch of what happened in that play on things like coffee mugs, coasters. It looks like they have masks as well, iPhone cases. So, for instance, the product that I bought and use, and I'm not using it today. I could lie to you and say I'm drinking my coffee right now out of it, but it is I'm using my niece's coffee mug with her picture on it right now. But I do have the 007 Vinnie Johnson game-winning shot from the 90 finals diagrammed on a coffee mug that I use almost daily here in downtown Detroit. But they also have the Grant Hill dunk over Alonzo Mourning, a baseline jumper that was hit by Bill Laimbeer in the 89 finals in the clinching game there as well. They have, I saw like the Ron Artest like going into the stands, which I thought was kind of a weird one. That might be under the Indiana Pacers tab. But playbookproducts.com is a place that you could check out there. I also got a couple more, but we'll do a couple more here after the break. And also talk the Meet a Piston from Brian on Svi Mykhailiuk as the holiday gift guide continues here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, got to tell you guys about a product service app that has really helped me out during 2020, and I think it could help you out as well. Life can be stressful even under normal circumstances. 2020 has challenged even the most difficult times of life. You need stress relief that goes beyond quick fixes, and that is Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is the one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. I will attest to this. I'm telling you, this is stuff that helps me out and continues to help me out even when times aren't nearly as tough. Overwhelmed? Headspace has three-minute SOS meditations for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions that members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I was having some health issues during the summer, and I went with meditations, went with Headspace. It really helped me out. Soothing stuff. You got the Australian voice. That really is good stuff as well. Blake Griffin had the gentleman who started the company on his Audible podcast you should check out as well. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today.
Yes, sir!
Speaking of holiday season, we've got looking for some charities that you guys want to highlight here. We'll talk about that briefly here coming up on some shows here on Locked On Pistons. FreddyThePizzaMan.com. Check out the Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation. We had him on, I believe, on Monday's show. Talked about his endeavors. He installs sensory rooms for autistic students into Michigan schools. He's done 17 of them. He's trying to get more of them out there. So FreddyThePizzaMan.com. Learn all about that. And consider supporting Freddy the Pizza Man. Tell him Locked On Pistons sent you as well. And wanted to shout out as well Doc Joe Brown contributing a couple of gifts that we're going to talk about here. The Pro Wrestling Talk for the Pistons Fans podcast. Check that one out. Give Doc a follow at Pro Pistons on Twitter. He pointed out that the new Script Pistons hat, it's a gray hat. It's got the Pistons logo on the side. Got Script in blue of Pistons. He says, according to him, and Doc Joe Brown knows much more about style and hats and things than I do. I'm just a crotchety old guy. But Doc Joe Brown says this is one of the better design hats they've made available for the squad. The overall fabric still feels thin, but the font and stitching style on the front is top of the line. There's a new era cap, so check that one out and consider that for some of your holiday gear as well. He also passes along from the team shop. And by the way, let's shout out the Pistons team shop, store.nba.com. Pistons.com, I'm sure, will take you to the team shop as well. Looks like they've got a 65% off site-wide sale. So, and the time's ticking on that. Maybe they've just got me caught in this matrix here. But free shipping on U.S. orders of over $39. You'd use code Sizzle. So, I don't know, check that out. But a link from Doc Joe Brown, the Pistons Dream Seat Team Stealth Recliner. So maybe you're looking for some furniture for the man cave, some furniture for the living room, whatever it is. But Doc Joe Brown suggests check out this stealth recliner. It looks like a regular black recliner, but it's got the Pistons logo there pretty big on where you, the small of your back, I'm sorry, the, maybe the stern or the middle of your back would sit on the recliner. Got the Pistons logo there. It could be yours for a mere $699.99. So check that out as well. And of course, now that I clicked on that, they've got all the other great stuff. You got a Pistons pint glass with the blue. I mean, you can go to the Pistons store. There's all sorts of good stuff. But also check out some of those companies that we highlighted here on the Locked On Pistons Holiday Guide. And of course, as we're talking about the Pro Wrestling Talk for the Pistons Fans podcast, Doc Joe Brown's got some gear. I'm seeing his shirt. That's a great logo as well. $23.99 for the site on ProWrestlingTees.com. But you should click through his link on his Twitter bio for the Pro Pistons podcast. So the Pro Pistons is the handle for the Pro Wrestling Talk for the Pistons fans. Check out his merchandise on his Twitter bio there as well. But also, let's meet some Pistons. Brother Brian's been doing a great series telling us all about the guys that we're going to be rooting for here in the red, white, and blue. And here's Brian on Sfi Mikhailiuk.
With the whirling dervish that is Troy Weaver and the almost totally remade Detroit Pistons roster, we have decided to take a look at the players old and new that are on it and give a brief synopsis on who they are and where they came from. So today, let's look at Sviatoslav Mikhailiuk, a 23-year-old, 6'7", 205-pound guard. Svi is from Cherkasy in the Ukraine, where he played for his local professional team from the age of 15 until coming to the United States and playing for Coach Bill Self at the University of Kansas. Mikhailiuk played 4 years for the Jayhawks and was one of the best shooters in the country, which enticed the Los Angeles Lakers to draft him 47th overall in the second round of the 2018 draft. With the Lakers, Svi played in the G League before being called up and playing in 39 games for Los Angeles before being traded mid-season to the Pistons in a move that sent Reggie Bullock out west. Last year with the Detroit, he started 27 games and shot over 40% from three. This year, Mikhailiuk looks to expand his role on the team, playing either the shooting guard or small forward position. A candidate to possibly become a starter on this roster, Svi most likely will start the season as one of the first people off the bench to help provide some perimeter shooting, which looks to be a valuable asset that might be in short supply for this Pistons team. A BballIndex.com deep dive shows what we in Detroit already know. Svi is an elite shooter, most evidenced by the fact he is near the bottom of the league in getting open for three-point shots. But whether a shot is contested or not doesn't seem to matter, as they ranked him as the 24th best perimeter shooter in the league last year. Svi is on the last year of his rookie deal, which will pay him over $1.6 million. The Pistons do have some control after this year, as they have his restricted rights. What that means is if the Pistons choose to extend him a one-year qualifying offer next season and he turns it down, the Pistons would have the right to match any other team's agreement with Svi if he signs an offer sheet. Thanks for listening, and look for our next Meet a Piston when we will look at forward Josh Jackson.
I'm not beaten yet. I still have armies in the Ukraine.
Yeah, the Ukraine. You know what the Ukraine is? It's a sitting duck. A road apple, Newman. The Ukraine is weak. It's feeble. I think it's time to put the hurt on the Ukraine.
I come from Ukraine. You not say Ukraine weak.
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Ukraine is game to you. How about I take your little Boris?
Got to tell you guys about Built Go. This is what gets me through my wall, whether it's that 230 wall, whether it's before the gym. Those are how I use it. But I would suggest whatever wall that you need to get through, Built Go is the solution for that. It makes you the best you at whatever you do. Break through your wall with Built Go, whether it's mental or physical. Break through it with Built Go every day. Easy to take around in the 1.5 ounce packages. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It tastes great. It's like 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for the body. Three delicious flavors. You got the peanut butter honey, the chocolate coconut, the chocolate mint, all delicious. How does Built Go work so well? Well, Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into my system real quick. Plus, it's easy on my stomach. Built Go is loaded with good stuff to ignite my work. You got the beta-alanine, you got the B3, you got the honey, the kick of caffeine as well. Built Go then kicks in to keep me going strong. You got the B6, the B12, and the collagen protein, it promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health as well. This stuff literally makes you look better. Not that you need that, but it doesn't hurt. Visit BuiltGo.com and use promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go! NBA fans, listen up. The Locked On NBA podcast is getting you ready for the start of the regular season with a special week of team preview podcasts all this week, plus waiver wire editions from Locked On Fantasy Basketball and rookies to watch from draft guru Chad Ford. Of course, I'll be checking in with the preview of the Central Division and your Detroit Pistons, so check that one out this week as well. Subscribe to Locked On NBA wherever you get your podcasts. Let's hit up the Google voicemail line. It's 810-666-1546. Again, 810-666-1546. Call us anytime. Give us your take, and we'll play them on the air here on Locked On Pistons. First caller.
Hey, Matt. This is Breeshan out in Philly. Just wanted to pipe in on the off season. I made my case on Twitter, but I'm kind of the David Aldridge belief that, yeah, all of this looks like madness by Troy Weaver, but he's going his direction, regardless of what conventional wisdom or what any of us think. So, hey, let's hope it works. At least it's interesting. It's crazy. But at least I like that there's a focus on the youth movement. There's a focus on the young guys. And what I wanted to call about today was Sadiq Bey. I got my bachelor's at Wayne State and my master's at Villanova. So, of course, I love Sadiq Bey to the Pistons. He's a complete player. He's got a great three-point shot, which is a focus of Villanova. He's probably the best prospect to come out of Nova in the championship era the past 5 years where they've competed in the NCAA. He's a great slasher. He's got an emerging handle and passing. If the Pistons want to focus on that, his size is there. I think he'll ultimately be a four. He's great at getting to the rim and a commitment to defense. I think if there had been a tournament, he would absolutely be a lottery pick and is going to be one of the steals of the draft. I really think the Pistons have their wing of the future. I think this is what they were going for with the Stanley Johnson, Justice Winslow conundrum of who they were going to pick in that draft. And Bey is already more complete of a player where those guys were projects. If he'd have been the Pistons' only draft pick, I would have been excited about that just because I watched this kid all last season. But because they kind of built a young guy that can come up, I'm really excited about the future with Sadiq Bey. I think Casey's the right coach for him, and I think guys like Blake are really great to help mentor him along. He's got a mindset and that's ready, committed to go. So I just wanted to pipe in that because – you know, out here rooting for Nova, I've been watching this guy, and I never imagined he'd go to the Pistons. And at least Weaver got multiple draft picks. Yeah, say what you want about, you know, paying Jeremy too much money, and I don't know what the hell is with Plumlee. But I'm excited that they're at least picking some direction, and if he gets some minutes, I'll be the first one to have multiple Sadiq Bey jerseys.
Breeshan, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Some thoughts from a Villanova grad himself about Sadiq Bey, who I know Pistons fans are really excited about. And yeah, he's got all the tools that you'd want to be a strong role player in this league, and we'll see how it all kind of works out over time. One of the exciting fresh faces that Pistons fans are excited about. I'm a little bit less excited about than maybe most Pistons fans, but the hope is there. And certainly someone whose skills translate to the NBA at that 3-and-D. Breeshan talked about him possibly being a 4 down the road, and I agree with that. But the way that the roster's set up with Blake Griffin and Jeremy Grant and Sekou Doumbouya, that it's going to be tough to find minutes. It's been the early part of his career at the 4 spot. A little bit of a log jam there on the Pistons roster. Next caller.
Hi, Matt. It's Brandon Sterling Hyde. Hope you're doing well. So, like you, I think I was expecting this team to really just be tanking this year or next year originally. But after seeing the way that the roster is constructed, I really think that this team is built to try and make the playoffs again. And, you know, we have the play-in tourney this year. I know you think this team is going to be bad this year. I think this team is unfortunately going to be in that play-in tourney. I don't know if we ultimately make the playoffs. Another thing is, I want your perspective on whether you think Blake Griffin is going to be playing that same 2018 style of basketball. And I don't mean that in a good way. I mean the one where we have possessions of him backing down defenders for 5 to 6 seconds at a time and the ball's not moving around. I wonder if you know if Casey's implementing a different type of offensive scheme or anything like that. Thanks, as always, for all the good work you do, Matt.
Thanks so much, Brandon. Appreciate the call. Good hearing from you as always. Good question about the offense with Blake Griffin. That's the challenge for Dwayne Casey. Is there a way to design an offense where Blake Griffin is, you know, he's a primary player. He's going to be the primary player in most Pistons offensive sets when he's on the court. But are there also ways that you can set it up to where he's a secondary player? Can he get some two-man game going with Killian Hayes? That's what we want to see, right? Because Blake Griffin, as the best player on an offense, there's certainly a ceiling for that offense in terms of winning this year, but there's also limitations in how other guys are developing. You want to, if you're going to have Killian Hayes on the court, which I agree with, you should be getting him the ball in certain cases as well. And if we know that Jeremy Grant came over here with designs that he can be a little bit of a primary offensive guy, at times a creator, and he's certainly being paid as someone who's going to be more than just a super role player for teams as well. So, yes, that's the challenge for Dwayne Casey. That's something that I think we're going to be keeping an eye on this weekend. If Blake Griffin does play in the preseason games, wouldn't be surprised if he sits him out as well. But, yeah, that's a challenge, and we'll see. Brandon a little bit thinking that they could maybe get in that 7, 8, 9, 10 play-in tournament. The question for that is you got to be hoping that some Eastern Conference teams fall off, or that maybe, of course, Derrick Rose and Blake Griffin stay healthy, and that the Pistons could have the most overachieving, or I guess top end of what you might expect for them to be achieving of a season. Looking at the Eastern Conference, there's a lot of bad teams out there, but certainly teams that I would put ahead of the Pistons right now when looking at the fact that someone's got to fall out of some of these groups. You figure that Brooklyn is a top 10 team now that they add Kevin Durant to that group. The Atlanta Hawks made some big free agent additions where they expect that they're going to be a top 10 team as well. And I don't see any of those playoff teams really falling out, unless you think that the perennial slight of teams like the Indiana Pacers, certainly Washington thinks they're improved with Russell Westbrook added as well. I'm more focused on what this Pistons team will look like, and certainly that Blake Griffin conundrum of what the offense will look like, because I agree with Brandon, a little bit stagnant. Of course, we know how good Blake Griffin was 2 years ago, but that type of offense exclusively or strictly when he's on the court is going to be a tough one to help guys develop. But we'll see what the future looks like for Blake Griffin on the court this year if he's able to stay healthy, and maybe what the trade situation is at the deadline, or probably more likely next offseason. But thanks, you guys, for the calls. Really appreciate you guys listening. Hope you guys have a great holidays as well. To all the listeners, and not just the callers, but become a frequent caller yourself. Become someone who can drop your line and let us know, give us some questions or some comments. Feedback is appreciated as well. 810-666-1546. Call us anytime. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what you think about the Pistons. But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. I'm your host, Matt Shook. Now, to your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.